Hey guys, this is Chris, co-host of True Believers, a comic book podcast, my usually weekly show about all things comics and pop culture. I took last week off for research purposes and to take the time to put together ideas for this month's topic, which is magical girls. So, Maho Shoujo, or Magical Girl, is a subgenre of Japanese urban fantasy typically centered on young girls with special abilities who often transform into superhero identities or alter egos. The genre came to life in the 1950s and 60s with shows like The Secrets of Ako-chan and Sally the Witch, mothered, like all of the best of them, by the OG magical girl, Samantha Stevens from Bewitched, which is just a fun fact for me for the day. Similar types of anime made in the 70s lead to the nickname Majoko, or Little Witch, being designated for the genre, followed by the cute and ever iconic Magical Girl in the 1980s. The 90s gave us two more icons, Sailor Moon and me. Sailor Moon would, of course, usher in the mass wave of transformation teams and special effects elements that would become staples of the genre in the future and in the now future. In the next decade, we see a definite shift in the demographic for the genre, with more mature themes appearing in Magical Girl anime being created for an older male audience. The Magical Girl genre, when looked at closely, mirrors, or I guess rather reflects, the way that women are presented in Japanese media, or the state of women's liberation in Japan at the time. And when I was doing research all last week, I really struggled on how I was going to present this topic, which is very near and dear to my heart as someone who grew up with it. The main characteristics that we've come to associate with magical girls are adolescent or teenage heroines, very feminine aesthetics, romance or romantic elements, kind of the exploration of feminine sexuality, defiance of gender and sexual norms, the weaponization of femininity, in that, unlike with shonen hero shows, the transformation is usually triggered by a cute item that can be marketed as toys, like the various Morphers and Power Rangers, which I don't know why that's where my mind went first, but once a ranger, always a ranger. And also, originating with Princess Knight, of course, the transformations into quote-unquote prettier or more mature versions of themselves, kind of representing the desire for older female role models, which I think is, I don't know if I would say cool, but certainly interesting, the way that it's explored and explores that topic. At first, I was pretty sure that I wanted to explore this topic in timeline order from 1953 to now, and then I became really demoralized when I started noticing the demographic shift, or maybe it's fair to say expansion, from the early 2000s on. I actually became quite disgusted, really, if that's the right word. I didn't know if I could honestly sit and explore / acknowledge the rise in objectification and, is it corny to say, brutalization of little girls in the name of the so-called quote-unquote realism that is essentially for the entertainment of a largely male audience. Like, that's the desired demographic of that kind of content, which we see a lot in the deconstruction. Anything that is considered a deconstruction of genre, generally, that's who the audience is. And I don't understand who would want to watch that, but I don't know. Then I decided I really don't actually have to do that. I was able to pretty much compress my thoughts on the genre into four distinct episodes based on tropes, which normally I would say that I think they're annoying, but in this case, they really came at clutch. First, I've got the magical girl warrior, the action heroine who is known for her shonen-style fights. We've got the neoclassical magical girl, the old school style coming of age stories, the magical girl deconstruction, which I know I just said I thought was kind of disgusting, but it doesn't have to be. We just have to seek to shatter the illusion of kindness in a world that needs little girls to fight its battles. And then a reflection, a look into a post-magical girl adulthood. But probably not in the way that you think from the way that I actually just phrased it. No, I will not be elaborating. I will be joined by three of my cherished friends in the upcoming weeks to explore our thoughts on magical girls and the magic of girlhood. And I'm really looking forward to it. That's all for this short update. D&D Honor Among Thieves was great. I have some quick examples of Western magical girl series that I will not be exploring, but I really wanted to give a quick shout out to. First, Powerpuff Girls Z, which is kind of it's a magical girl take on the Powerpuff Girls we know and love. It is actually, it was released in Japan in Japanese. So it's not really Western, but it is made by the creator of Powerpuff Girls with the same kind of, it actually has nothing to do with Powerpuff Girls. I just really like that anime. I really like the aesthetics, and I really do want everybody to see it. I think from Cartoon Network's Fusion Fall, which is one of my favorite games I've ever played because I only really play MMOs, I think not aligning the older Powerpuff Girls aesthetics more with the anime, I do think that was not a mistake, but certainly a missed opportunity. We've got to give it up to Witch. That's WITCH. Those girls, I loved them. They were my girls. I actually had the books, the comic books. I loved that show. The Winx Club, of course, things like Miraculous Ladybug. There are so many magical girls out there. And it really gives, when I said girlhood is magical, I really did mean that. For all the things that sucks, there are so many things that were wonderful. True Believers is also a member of the Hall of Pods, a podcasting alliance that also features Cape Corner, the Fandom Optimist, the SJW Comic Book Club, and us. And you can find all of our information in the link tree below. Everyone's links to their podcasts, various social media accounts. Excellent. Please, please, please give them all a listen. And last but not least, I'd like to say Ramadan Kareem. And in the words of my girl Iman, hit that like and subscribe, guys!